The funeral took place just 10 days after my birthday. I hadn't been to class since the incident. Finals were also fast approaching, but the school had notified me that I was passing all my classes and no exams would be required. Apparently, a death in the family qualified one for bereavement leave. Odd, but it was hard to bring myself to care about it much. I'd seen my new psychologist twice over the last week and a half, but I found it difficult to discuss with her because I found it difficult to even think about it. Rachel had all but moved into the brownstone with us. Ian's and Coop's parents had flown up, along with Trina. Jake's mom and the girls arrived the day before. The brownstone was full to bursting, and Archie arranged for a floor at one of the closest hotels to put them all up. There had been a discussion about that, and I was fairly certain I'd been involved in it. Hank arrived the day after my birthday, and he'd planted himself. Coop gave him his room at the brownstone. Kelly and the kids were coming for the funeral. I didn't quite get why they'd wanted to go to Maddie's funeral. She'd hurt so many of these people, and Kelly didn't even know her. But Hank had said she wanted to be there. My grandparents had wanted some elaborate service at their family church. I declined. Maddie hadn't been remotely religious, and I hadn't been raised that way. Graveside would be fine, and I'd expected a small turnout, particularly taking her home to where she'd grown up. Only that proved not to be the case. We had our own hotel suite, having come up the day before, along with a train of cars holding the rest of the guys' families. Kelly and the kids had been waiting at the hotel when we got there. I ended up carrying Chloe inside because she turned into a barnacle and wouldn't let go of me. Not going to lie, I kind of loved the hug. The graveside service was scheduled for mid-morning. I got up, showered, and got dressed almost mechanically. Black dress, black shoes, and my hair pulled back and away in a tight braid. Jake had done it when my fingers wouldn't work. I didn't bother with cosmetics, but Rachel descended on me a half hour later with everything in tow. When she'd arrived, I had no idea. Honestly, I didn't care how I looked. No amount of dark clothing and layers of cosmetics could change the shocked shell that had encompassed me since the sound of a gun cracked through the silence. It had been so loud, it damn near deafened me. I waited for the pain to come, even as the warm spray hit my face. The bullet hadn't hit me. It hit Maddie, and I'd stared into her lifeless eyes, her expression still half contorted by the raw fury she'd aimed at Archie and me. Maddie was dead. Stranger still, Edward had killed Maddie. Her Eddie had stopped her from hurting his son. The agony on his face and in his eyes cut deeper than anything. At least he could feel something for her loss. I didn't. I didn't feel a damn thing. The guys moved around me, one always with me. They were there for hugs and for me to lean on. Jeremy and Hank bullied me to eat, while Rachel bullied everyone to leave me alone. But no amount of self-reflection brought even an ounce of sadness at Maddie's loss to the surface. If anything, it seemed surreal. I'd actually gone to the coroner's to identify the body, though they'd all said someone else could do it. I'd needed to. I needed to see that she was really dead and that I hadn't imagined it. Archie and Hank went with me, though they both tried to dissuade me from doing it once we got there. Honestly, I couldn't even seem to make the words work to let them know it was fine. Seeing her lifeless on the cold metal table didn't make it any more real to me than it had when I'd seen her blood on the floor, or when I washed it off my face, or when the police asked me question after question. What had she said? Could I remember the exact words? Had Edward given her a warning before he fired his gun? Did I know that he had a gun license? Around and around and around, the questions came. The detective seemed sympathetic, but they didn't let up. Dominic's arrival not only slowed them down, it cut them off.